Rav Huna lo nachas. It's right opposite where it says Gemara in the Korban Eida, one line above that. Rav Huna lo nachas the base bada. Order that it go down to the base medrash on Yontif. Rav Katina Shoah, Rav Katina asked, Lokein Dain, did we learn yesterday in Metavlinus at Yisneem, when it's allowed to carry people who are somewhat sensitive and sick, so why couldn't they just carry Rav Huna to the base medrash? If he couldn't walk in Yontif, they can carry him. The word doesn't give an answer. Rav Huna, Hore L'Resh Galusa, let's say Spikise. Rav Huna himself, asking for the Resh Galusa, that he go out in a chair, a sedan chair, you know, he could be carried on Yontif. Rav Chista Boyer, Rav Chista asked, okay, Tanya, did we learn, Ein Yaitse Mikise was not allowed to go out in a chair, Echad Anoshim, Echad Anoshim, both men and women? And a few times Chacham made a Torah b'davar zeh. Nirshami Talmud Chacham doesn't mean the same thing means in the Bavli. Bavli Talmud Chacham means somebody who's a scholar. Talmud Chacham and Nirshami means what it usually means. I mean, what it means Kipshuto, you know, the Talmud of the Chacham, right, the student. And even a student is not going to make a mistake like this. Certainly a Chacham would not make a mistake. So I have Rav Huna Toi. So Rav Huna made a mistake and permit this practice. So, the truth is, we don't really answer it here, but the Gemara is going to give someone an answer in the course of its discussion. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Garinte Asya, of Yirmiyahu Paskin Labar Girinte, for Bar Girinte, who was a doctor, and obviously he was needed to go places on Shabbos, Mitane Bistino, that they could carry him in a cloth. I'm not sure exactly how they used to carry it. Carry him in the cloth, but even they're allowed to carry him meom amivakra bishaya in order to go in and visit sick people b'shupsa even on Shabbos. So we see that you're allowed to carry people who are needed on Shabbos and Yontif. So we see that carrying is permitted on Shabbos and Yontif if it's always necessary. So Mistoma, that's why Rav Huna was mati for Reish Galusa as well, because he's in charge of the Gola and he has all sorts of important things to do. Rav Mesha bar Breda Rabbi Shulman Levi, Mesha the grandson of Shulman Levi, Mitum Bestina, they carried him in a sheet, male midrash b'tibur shum, so to go and give a drasha in public on Shabbos. Rabbi Zirkan said to Rabbi Zira, Katel the drum when you go to the south. Atshole, ask about this, what the parameters of permissibility for this are. So Ishlus Rabbi Simon, he asked Rabbi Simon, and Armelun Rabbi Simon, Moshe Rabbi ben Levi. Rabbi Simon said to him, in name of Rabbi Shub ben Levi, Lo sof davar shetzarach l'rabim bo, not just somebody who's necessary for the masses now could be carried. Elaf Rishema yitzarach l'rabim, maybe it'll be needed in the future, because somebody might need this guy, so therefore you'll have to carry him from place to place to make sure that he's available if necessary. Neomar, there was a Maisa in this respect, Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Abba Mori, Rabbi Mithanya, Hore Piso Ashkinas, there's a word missing here, it should say Hore Mese Piso Ashkinas. They say you'll have to bring bread to the non-Jewish soldiers on Shubsa, on Shabbos, Shemi Tzarchlo Rabbi. Right now the soldiers are not necessary because it was a time of peace, but maybe, you know, armies would come or bandits would come, so if they're allowed to carry for their purpose on Shabbos and Yontif, maybe people would need to, maybe the soldiers would need to eat. Tani, we learned, the loss of Mafteach. Now this is, going back to the Mishnah, where actually is a Braisa, but it says that a person is, allowed to carry his key out into Rishus HaRabim on Yontif. So what kind of key we're talking about? Tani Lo Asa Mafteach, first it says, Tanakama says you're not carry out, but some material says Pisul says Mutter. But Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, Rabbi Yitzhak said, Hoda Dator Mafteach Shul Ochin. This is from Machlokas, which Pisul's Mater is only talking about a key which is necessary in order to eat, because it's ochel nefesh purposes. Mafteach shekayim is just a key for kalim, for vessels, lo bedar. Not even basil will not be matir, because it's not l'tzorach yontif. Vah, Rabbi Yavo, Yossi, v'masnei, dem, Rabbi Yavo, sit and learn, u'pitzu mafteicha, Then he had a key for a box in his hand, so he's here allowed to carry out even keys for boxes. Parmatayim is a box with many compartments. Says Mar Pilpulin Havalebrigave, he had peppers in it. So therefore, he was carrying the key because of the peppers he had in the box. And again, Tzorech Ochol Nefesh was allowed to carry out things on Yom Tov. Okay, Parloch Ches. B'sharmim emolichim chala matonos lukoa in biyontif. One is now to take chala, which one took off the dough, or matonos, meaning the zrolachayim mekeva, which go from a reshechted animal to a kohen on yontif. B'enshurim emesh, whether they were taken off yesterday, b'enhur shurim eyom, were taken off today from the animal. B'esul matirim, or from the dough. B'esul matirim, b'esul permitted. Or b'shamai said, let's draw a parallel. Chalo matonos matolo koi. The chalo and the zrolachayim and keva, they go to the koi. Utru matolo koi. And truma also goes to the koi. Ma, kishem shem malichan masu truma, so you don't take truma to koi on Shabbos. Kachlo yilichas matonos, so you shouldn't be allowed to take him, matonos, take him gifts of zrolachayim and keva. When Beisil said, "Loi mamata b'truma," the reason why a person cannot give a kohen truma on Yontif, the sheino zakai baramos, is because he can't take it off on Yontif. And we're afraid that if you let him to deliver on Yontif, he might come to take off truma on Yontif for on Shabbos. However, tomar b'matonos shezakai baramos, and you're allowed to slaughter an animal on Yontif and give and eat it. So therefore, the one you slaughter it, of course, you take off the zrolachayim and keva and give it to the kohen. So we see the reason we're allowed to give to transport to the kohen on yontif is because you're allowed to shech on yontif. So therefore, that process is permissible. So to say they make with challah, since you're allowed to make the dough on yontif, so therefore you're allowed to give the challah from that dough to a kohen on yontif. Tani, we learn. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Never argued. If you slaughtered an animal on Yontif, you take the matonos from that animal to even on Yontif. You slaughter on Yontif. And furthermore, you're allowed to take matonos which you set aside Erev Yontif, ima matonos shuhurmu biyontif, together, piggyback, so to speak, on the matonos is Zroel Chaim and Keva from an animal shechted on Yontif. Concerning what? Not concerning matonos from an animal you shechted on Yontif. Rather, on the side here, changes the girsa to me Erev Yontif. The machlokas is when they set aside matonos on Erev Yontif. So you should have taken it yesterday. You didn't take it yesterday. You're allowed to take it today instead. That's the question. So it says the Gemara on that. And they're not together with any matonos taken on Yontif. Shebeshami Osim Beshami forbids you to transport it. Ubeisil Matirim Beisil permits it. The Kasha of the Beisil. We have a Kasha on Beisil. This is similar to the Kasha in the Mishnah. Kasha Beisil. Truma Inosakai Baramosa. After Beisil Matirim, there's a period. Now we could go to our Mishnah. And our Mishnah, Beisil said, I'm now to take off Truma on Yontif. That's why if I made the Truma in before Yontif, I can't transport on Yontif. But Matonos, since I can't take it off on Yontif, even if I took off the Matonos from before Yontif, I can transport them to Kohen on Yontif. Now ask the Gemara, Vakasha Beisil, Zivagon Beisil, Truma Eino Zakai Baramosa? Is there no way in which you could take off? It's okay. Moon's recording if I speak while you blow your nose because of the level control. So the kasha of the Beisil. I was listening in the car to a tape that's recorded at a Mlava Malka. So people were singing. So people were banging on the table. So I messed up the recording here because the level control compensates for the banging and drowns out the voices. Okay, the kasha Beisil, we have difficulty Beisil. Beisil said Misha can't take off Truma on Yontif. It's not true. Truma no zakai baramasai. Now I'll take off Truma and Yotiv. Agatz, let's imagine this case. Sheesh le'tnai. There's a case, it's really a convoluted case. It's brought down the Bavli a couple of times too. If you have stuff which you didn't meister from before, didn't have time to meister before Shabbos, you make it tnai. And you say, that which I leave over tomorrow should be the Truma and meister. Okay, I will drink, so let's say wine, and I'll leave over at the end, that'll be Truma and Meiser. So you see there are cases in which you can take up Truma and Meiser on Shabbos or Yontif. So it says Mara, come on. Tani Zum Ibnei Zu. Since you generally now let's take up Truma on Shabbos or Yontif, so everyone says that there's no, so you can now take up Truma because most Truma you can't take. So says the Gemara, why do we mention challah? In other words, we mention matanos because you can take them off on yontif. What about challah? Because challah can be taken off on yontif, meaning it's not an isolated case. You can always take off challah because you can always need a dough. God had the time, like we learned, that losh yisa biyontif, somebody sets aside who needs dough on yontif. Mavish losh yontif can set aside challah on yontif. Losha me'erev yontif, what a web out or whatever if you needed the dough from before yontif began. The shachar lavish chalos, and then you forgot to take up chala, also the tautalo, you're not allowed to carry the chala you set aside before Shabbos. Ve'enter chlamar litim, and you certainly, if you made a dough before Shabbos or before yontif, and you forgot to take off the chala before yontif, you're certainly not allowed to do it on yontif because you had time to do it. You should have done it beforehand. Okay? Erase. Now, the Gemara says makes a very interesting diuk. It says if you needed dough from before yontif, now I'll take off the challah and yontif. What about if you just poured water into the dough? Poured water into the flour. You didn't yet lush it. You didn't yet knead it. But you poured water into the flour. Erase lo amar. Erase. Lo amar. It didn't talk about where you just poured water. Ela lush. Just where you need it. I will erase slow. But it sounds like erase, if only before yontif began was just put the water into the flour, sounds like it can still take off challah on yontif. Right? Why is that? You should have taken off challah from before yontif, because we know that your yotze, the mitzvah of challah, you can take it off the minute the water and the flour get together. So you should not be allowed to do it on yontif because you're allowed to do it from before yontif, when it became a dough, which is the moment the water is poured in. So I'm Rav Shmuel Achuid Rabbi Brechia. He said a very interesting thing. He said, Dipater b'isa tmeya. You know, you're right by a dough which is still tahor. But isa which is tahor, you wait to take a challah to the last possible moment. You don't take a challah when you just poured water in. Sheinam apish challah se'elba, so if you only take off the challah at the very end. And since that's the case, so that's why even if you pour the water from before yontif began, you're not expected to take off challah until the very end of the process, and therefore you'll have to take off challah later on. And when you take off the challah later on, since it's already yontif, so you're allowed, of course, at that point to take off the challah later on, even though you already had the dough watered or mixed from before yontif began. So the reason why we take off challah as late as possible when the challah is tameh is, I assume, because we're afraid you're going to eat it. So the less time it's extant, the better. So we make you take it off as late as possible. We always take off challah at the very end of making bread, because that's making dough, because that's what challah is. You know, challah mina isa means the last, when it's the last possible moment. However, they made a takona, they should always take off challah from Torah, start at the beginning, the shaloti tamaya isa, so that the dough should not be mitame. In other words, people might get careless and might have the dough become tameh, and therefore if you wait to take off challah the last possible minute, the challah become tameh as well. So every day the minute was take off challah at the beginning. Masisa beyond the Shal Pesach. Rav Mishnah wants to say that our Mishnah, which our Brisa, rather, which I said, that you're not allowed to take off the dough, you're not allowed to move dough, the challah, on Shabbos. And you have to back, I should say. Yeah, that's beyond the Shal Pesach. It's only in Pesach, because then the challah becomes can become chametz. Like we learned Masech the Pesachim a couple of times. If you take off challah from before Yontif, or even on Yontif, it can become challah. It can become you know, after 18 minutes, it becomes chametz. It becomes osur. So therefore, beyond the Shal Pesach, you shouldn't move your challah around, because perhaps it's chametz. But on Shavuos and on Sukkot's mutter. Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun Tzvren Rav Chun B'Shem Rav Acha said, yeah, afilu b'Atzeres u'chag osur, even on Atzeres and on Chag, meaning Shavuos and Sukkot, you should not carry around a challah which is tameh. Why is that? Well, I guess I was right. Let's get to again. Masisi Yotzei Shal Pesach, our brachos are beyond the Pesach. They know how to carry the challah. You're supposed to take it off from before Pesach and get rid of it, so you're not carrying it up because maybe it's already chametz. You know how to bake it, and it has water in it already. On Shavuos and on Sukkot, so of course no issur of chametz, so therefore you're allowed to deal with the challah after you took it off. Why is that? Because it looks like malacha. It's not really malacha, of course, to take off challah. But if you take off from the same way you could have taken off from before Shabbos, it looks like you're doing malacha, being masakin. And certainly not allowed to start transporting the stuff and carry it from place to place. That's what our Mishnah means to say. Because it looks like, in that case, you're doing malacha for a purpose that's not necessary. So you just can't eat it today anyway. Because the challah... well, of course you can eat it today. But you can't take because it looks like misakin. All the hustle and bustle with the challah looks like you're fixing stuff up, and that's no good. So therefore, even on Shavuos and on Sukkot, it's not allowed to carry challah, not because it's chametz, right, but rather because it looks like you're doing work with it. You're allowed to crush spices or herbs in a wooden mortar. A melech v'papach, salt you'll have to put it into an earthenware jug and crush it. Rates apart into a wooden jug and crush it, a wooden mortar. Besomrim, no, everything goes up a notch. The normal way it's done. Tavlin nidoichem kedarkon, herbs can be crushed in a normal fashion. B'mado shaleven in a stone grinder, a stone mortar. And salt goes down to it's done in a grinder of made out of wood. As for Rabbi Yonatan asks, why do you have to grind? Why do you have to grind the herbs on Yom Tov? Grind them from yesterday. So Rabbi Bishem Rabbi Bishem Rabbi Yonatan said, "Should time on Mar when they're done yesterday, so they begin to deteriorate and they don't taste as good and as sweet and as fresh the next day." Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Yonatan said, "Should time on pot, their taste saps away." Same idea. Shmuel Shachak al Sita de Medochta. Shmuel used to grind his herbs on the side of the grinder, which means lashinui. Rabbi Marko, you don't need to do dark on. Rabbi argues to say, anything which you crush or press, you're allowed to crush the normal way you do it. Rav Chunah, Rav Yirmi, Rav Amishai, Rav Yochanan said, Hashum v'ashchelayim v'achardal, garlic and cresses and mustard, nidachem kedargan, they can be done the normal fashion. Rav Yavoh b'shem, Rav Yochanan said, Osa alonti b'shabasoni makes wine mixed with herbs and spices, which is supposed to be good for drinking for some purpose which has to do with refuah. So if you do it on Shabbos, chay mishum markei. The top of Chesam Rav, it says you chay because of markei. Nobody knows exactly what markei is. It could be that you're rubbing stuff together in order to make this spiced wine, or you're kneading stuff together in order to make it, or it's possible it's also the Rabbanon, under birth and circumcised, it's probably also the Rabbanon, but it's possible it's also the Rabbanon because another circumstance, which is the fact that you're grinding, because you're grinding. No, that wouldn't be the Rabbanon. Sounds like it would be the Raisa. But the other, what I meant to say is that that's also because you might come to grind spices. You know, the same reason also to use medicine on Shabbos, because you might grind spices. So it could be Markei, or like Markiach, Lushan Rokeach, means a pharmacist. They might come to concoct herbs and spices on Shabbos. So therefore they asked you to use the Alonzin to make the spice wine on Shabbos, because you might come to do something more pernicious, if we permit that. So it says Mar Biyanta Mut, it sounds like all this is also only on Shabbos, on the Yontif. On Yontif you're allowed to make the spiced herbed wine. So because we only said Oysa Alonti Biyantif Aser Mishumak, it's also Aser. Yitzhak Dihav, Shol Rabbi Yochan, Aser Rabbi Yochan, Mar Mishcho Kunditin Biyantif. Is one allowed to make the spiced wine on Yontif, the one we've been discussing the whole time. Amalei, so Yochan said, Shari, yes, it is permissible. Yoivli, and give me some, Vanish Ossi, and I'll drink it as well. Rabbi Shem Rishon Malevi said, Shari, Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Shem Rabbi Zira permitted this. Says, I'm sorry, I misread that. Rabbi Shem Rishon Malevi said, Shari is permitted, period. Rabbi Zira, boy, Kum Rabbi, asked for Rabbi, Mount David Tablus. Whoever's doing this grinding on Yontif, is he doing good? Lo shachi claim esmo couldn't be ground before Yontif began. Amarle in, he said, you know, you're right. Should have done it before Yontif began. Now that creates a contradiction. Revo, hachomar shari before 4 months earlier, Revo's one said it's permissible to grind on Yontif, right? And he said I'll drink, right? Yet here he says. He's not the one who said I'll drink. That was Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Avod, name Rabbi Shimon Levi, said it's mutter. Yet over here he says it's author, right? So which one is it? Is he saying mutter says it's author? It says more, Ella begin. So the truth is, Rabbi Zir holds it's mutter to make this alontin on Shabbos Yontif, but he was in the city of Rabbi Zira, and he knew the Rabbi Zira machmer, right? Begin the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Zira machmer, Rabbi Zira's machmer. Vir mechamin begin, and the people of the city of Macher begin kenu al kavaso, and that's why he followed their custom and required more than he would normally require. Easter boy meimar hachen amarle. Some say that this is what he said to them. He said, "Man, the boy died the etap lo shagle mesu." He didn't say it's good to do it from yesterday. No, he said, if you want your spices to be good, you want not to do them today and not do them yesterday, because yesterday their taste will diminish. Rabbi Zira shal kala de roima, after Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Zira asked Kala from the south, who was the slave of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, shachaku mora kunditim biyamatava, did Rabbi grind the spices for the soup of the spiced wine, which means making the spiced wine Yontif? Amrayin, he said yes, he did, he used to do that. Chomenei Greek, and he used to make all sorts of fancy biscuits as well. So you see, Rabbi used to grind together all these spices. He used to feel it's important to do on Yontif, not before it. Amitra Rabbi Lezer B'Sher Rami, Avuit Rav Avduin, Tzipor said, Ma Pligin. Getting back to our mission, what's the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Was our mission? It's a mission before, the mission of salt.
Oh, wait, is that what I'm talking about?
Yeah, mission of salt. So, Ma Pligin, what's the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Says the Gemara, Litei Mitzli. The question is whether you can salt something for roast beef. Salt meat for making roast beef. Now, their roast beef was used for several days, not just for Yontif. So maybe you don't allow salting that because it's not just for Simchas Yontif. However, Holy Gdera Mutter. That, but if you're going to salt something for that day, for Yontif, then it's Mutter to salt it. Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Shuvah, Rabbi Boi, he asked, Hoda, or rather stated, Hoda Itrisa, noodles. The Yabesh also to dry them on Yontif is also, this looks like you're fixing it up. Like Dave, just making a few noodles for your soup, Mutter. Ayad, ayad, tricho. If you're making noodles one by one, but you might put them in the soup, so then they're on one end they're choshev, on the other end they're not choshev, so we don't know how to resolve that question. Okay? I bought a kidney to Yontif. Some of you said it sets aside beans on Yontif. Good ones and bad ones. Shamri bara v'ochel v'ochel. You gotta eat, do bera, immediately eat. You can't wait, because that's being samuch. Beisulamin bora kadarko. You can use your normal way of being bora, whatever objects you should use for that purpose, whatever vessels. V'cheiko in your own arm. V'chetamchoi or in a sieve. Avalova tava, but not a large tava, lovanafa, a large screen. A large laundry implement, because in that case it's mamish much more like hunting, not like hunting. Sorry, we're talking about like major brera. We're talking about major brera, and major brera is forbidden. So one is allowed to use the professional tools. One is allowed to use minor tools, amateur tools, as long as one doesn't do too much. A glil may not even allowed to use minor tools. At mediach v'shoyla, the only type of brayer you can do is to soak stuff until the dirt raises to the top. Rabbi Yonah boy also came b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yonah asked a very basic question. According to Beis Shammai, who says that bor v'ochel, bor v'ochel, you eat the bor a little bit and then you eat. So according to him, Rabbi Yonah boy also gave him a Shabbos of the Shammai Mao. Right? He said, do a little bit at a time, wait till you're on Shabbos. Are you Chayev or not? In other words, and Shabbos might do a little bit at a time. Was he Matur? Did he say, well, this is what prevents you from getting Skila by Shabbos if it's Mutter by Yontif? I'm still not saying it right. Rabbi Yonah asked if you did this on Shabbos a little bit at a time. So we're acquainted by Shammai, Mao, Shia, Chayev, Chayev, or not. And Rabbi Yisrael said, V'lama lo? Why not? Ilu also came with Shabbos al Beisul. Beisul's opinion, you actually use a sieve. If you do it on Shabbos, you're certainly Chayev Chatzis, right? Ilu also came with Shabbos al Beisul, Shemi, and Chayev. V'ocha Chayev, you do your Chayev. And Rabbi Mona said, Yos Rabbi Yonah Abba. So Rabbi Mona said, you misunderstood, Rabbi Yonah's Rabbi Yonah's point was, Lo Asya El Al Beis Shammai. He's not asking a question on Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, you're Chayav, if you do it, because Beis Hillel said you're allowed to do full blown brain on Yotif. So if you do it on Shabbos, you're definitely Chayav. Our question was, in a case where it's not clear cut, right? Why it's not clear cut? Because Beis Shammai. Let me repeat that. Beis Hillel's talking about a case that's not where it's definitely clear cut bora, and Beis Hillel's matir nonetheless. So Beis Hillel's matir nonetheless. So certainly on Shabbos you hold your potter. No, you hold your chayef. So in Shabbos you hold your chayef, because what Beis Hillel's being matting on this full-fledged blower. So they're matting full-fledged blower on Yontif. If you do the same in your Shabbos, it's certainly chayef. There's no doubt about it, right? The West Quarter Beis Shammai was matting to do a little bit on Yontif. What's the status of a little bit on Shabbos? Is on Shabbos nonetheless an issue of the Rice and only an issue of the Rabbanon? We have no having me that anybody's going to matter it all together. The question is even limited sense. This is the Rabbanan, this is the Raisa, and the Gemara never resolves it. The Gemara just leaves it hanging there. We don't know. Lama utar miklav breyer biyotiv lo utar miklav breyer b'shabbos. Now, maybe, well, actually, the way I learned it when I was praying, this is a continuation of the previous Gemara. So it says, Mar Lama, why according to Beis Shammai do we have a question? I might say, utar miklav breyer biyotiv. Really, it's us to do Breira on both Shabbos, and it's us to do Breira on Shabbos. Aye, so what's Beisul? Beis Shammai Matarin? Beis Shammai is Matarin. Let me do that again. Lama. Why do I have a question of Beis Shammai? Because we see Beis Shammai says Hutar Miklav Breyer Biyontif. We see that Beis Shammai allows us a Breyer Biyontif. So what do we say? The low Hutar Miklav Breyer on Shabbos is not permissible on Shabbos because this is something which we only have been on Yontif because of Ochel Nefesh. Or is this the type of thing which Beis Shammai is talking about, which I don't know if it's permissible, but it certainly is Potter on Shabbos. That's our question, okay? So it's all continuation of our question, and the more it goes on, the more it doesn't resolve the question. Bara ochli mitoch ochli. Now, this is a very interesting question. You do breyer, let's say, of apples and oranges on the table, and both are food stuff. You do breyer on one of the commodities, apples or oranges. What's the status? Bara ochli mitoch ochli. Chizkei mar chayu. Chizkei says yichayu. Rabbi Yochanan mar poter. He says yichayu because once you bara ochli mitoch ochli, by definition, one food is yochan. Psolus. Whatever you don't want is the psolus, right? Rabbi Yochanan says you're poter because it's still food from food. Masisa pliga the chizkia or mishnah argues the chizkia because it says borav ocha borav, well not our mishnah but elsewhere it says borav ocha borav miniach l'shulchan, says you have to breira and leave the stuff on the table, not eat it right away. So if it's a chizkia and it's a regular borav, then you should have to eat it right away because that's one of the things which we have by it says you're allowed to be borav ochel ubar miniach al shulchan. Right. So a chizkia, you shouldn't be allowed to be borav and leave stuff on the table. Because the type of souls, even in the ochel, it should be aser, right? Because you're already picking one on the other and leaving on the table. It says Marabum Barachia B'Shem B'Shmo B'Yitzu said, Tipotek Shu Ochim Ochim Barishona. This is talking about where the guests eat first. And since the guests eat first, you're allowed to put stuff on the table because you're actually putting the table is not the psolus, you're putting the ochel on the table. So it's ochel mitoch ochel, but you're taking the better stuff out of the worst stuff. Remember, on Shabbos, it's also to take the worst stuff from the better stuff, right? Right. Really, the Gemara's question, I think, is more than I asked before. Gemara's question is, Chizki Omar Chai, Masisa Pliga Chizki, Borav Ochel, Borav Miniach, Al Shulchan. Really, the question is, that according to Chizkiya, you should not be allowed to leave stuff on the table, right? Because that's being bor ochel mitoch ochel, and you're really leaving, being borer stuff, which is psolus, out of stuff which is ochel. You're leaving stuff on the table, so you're taking psolus out of ochel, not ochel out of psolus. So it says the Gemara, no, it is ochel out of psolus, which is a permissible fashion, because where guests are eating at the table first, right? Or ilchim rishon or rishon, they're eating one the first thing as they come out. So therefore, you're being bar ochel and giving them the ochel, and that's why it's permissible. As more says in Marva Tani, uvachlo yaver also kolamin. It says in the Brisa continuing that you should not pick out the entire type. He must have came with Shabbos chayev. If you do that on Shabbos, you're chayev. If you bar out an entire type. Now the Gemara is missing a line here. The carbonator puts it in, and so does the manuscript. Al daita de chizkia, should say a daita de chizkia, shekena bora kedarko b'shabes chayev. The reason why if when you're sitting there, you remove the entire type. Let's say you remove the chveis apples from oranges, type we said before, right? So then that you're chayev because that's the bora kedarko,
even though it's ochel mitoch ochel, right? Because it's ochel mitoch ochel, we only want one and not the other. So that's ochel mitoch ochel, which is aser. Hadaita Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, said, Ole dog ochel's mutter, why is this chayev? So it comes to a very interesting chiddush. He says, Shekain aborik edarko mokom acher chayev. Since you're born in normal fashion, elsewhere you're chayev, so therefore here too, you're chayev as well. Now what does it mean, here too you're chayev as well? So what we mean to say based on this is that since normally when you borrow psolus mitochochal, when you take that which is refuse out of that which is good, you're chayev. Here too, if you borrow ochel mitochochal, we're talking about a case where you're leaving some stuff on the table which you're taking out, so it's like you're being borrow psolus mitochochal, and that's why it is forbidden. Okay? Now, the bottom line, according to that, is that Rabbi Yochanan holds, you're allowed to borrow ochel mitochochal. But not if it looks like you're doing complete separation. This is something the Eglei Tal writes. He says, the Yerushalmi holds that by bor ochel mitoch ochel, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's usher if you're making two complete separate piles at the end of the day. It's only if you have, I shouldn't say at the end of the day. If you have two complete separate piles because you were borer kolosa meat, you did all that entire type. You did all that entire type, so it's also all together. Period. Which is a unique chiddush, because Bavli never distinguishes between how many things you're being borer. But if you're borer everything across the board, then the Yerushalmi holds that's also going to Rabbi Yochanan, who says you could do ochel mitoch ochel. Again, Rabbi Yochanan holds you could do ochel mitoch ochel, not like Chizkia. But he holds, if you're doing the whole thing across the board, you have to take out all the apples from all the oranges, or all the dates from all the figs. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's considered to be borer. Okay? So, again, I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan, your chayiv should get a borer kedarka mokam acher chayiv. Just like you take toast out of ochel, your chayiv, so too if you take all the figs out of all the dates, your chayiv as well. Okay? Now it says, well, according to Chizki, who asks us ochel mitoch ochel under all circumstances, what about if you want to take round dates out of round dates? Is that also usher? There's no qualitative difference between the two. Why should it be usher? And even if you take pomegranates from within pomegranates, it's also borer. It says more in Cain, if that's the case, all the lefties to the right and all the righties to the left. I'm borer people from people. Is that borer as well? Because I'm separating them? What does that? Says more, Maikadu, what comes out of this? Says more, Kol Am Amoidi Lehid Om Rabbi Yami. Everybody's Machmir. Here it says everybody's Moder. What it means is everybody's Machmir like Rabbi Yami. Rabbi Yami Avali Orchin Yet Guest on Shabbos or Yotif. Avi Kumea to Musin Upsile. He gave them to eat a certain legume called lupins with their refuse. Now the refuse is edible as well. It's also ochel. Amalon, he said, Yavon Daitchon, pay attention, the Asun Mechal Kurnasebe Sofei, that you're going to eat the refuse part at the end of the meal. Why is that? Because he wanted them, when they eat at the beginning, to be borer ochel mitoch ochel, being ochel borer the ochel mitoch apsolis. So he wanted to make clear to them that the Kurnase, the refuse, is eaten at the end of the meal. So they should leave it for the end and take ochel out of that psoas, right? So we see we're very machmir that even by food we hold as a concept of ochel mitoch psoas. So we pass in that way, ochel maisa. Now, if you have pieces of chicken, some large, some small, it's not boring to take one piece of chicken from the others. But to take, to separate the rice from the chicken on the plate, that's also, right? And you can't separate your own plate. Yeah. If they're mixed. That's Rabbi even Rabbi Yochanan holds it's nisut daraisa. Even though the ochel mitoch ochel is okay, if you separate everything, all the ochel from all the ochel, he said that that's a mamish osur, right?
But that's
that's ochel mitoch ochel. That's definitely fine. It's only ochel mitoch ochel where I'm not eating either of them right away. Like, I get a plate, first I do is separate everything. And then afterwards I start eating. That would be also going to be Yochanan. Also, like Chizki, but Lekoitim would be mutter to do
a psolus mitoch ochel, as long as you're not doing everything. It's the only time ochel mitoch ochel is also you're doing everything. You're separating all the chicken from all the rice. If you're separating a little bit, that's okay, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Chizki asks that too. Chizki and Rabbi Yami, they say, you have to dafka eat ochel mitoch psolus. Even though both are ochel, you have to eat ochel mitoch psolus, what you want from what you don't want. As he says, leave what you don't want till later. Okay? Tani, we learned Ein Borin. Now, this is very interesting. Halacha, and Shama is about to tell us. And Tais is the beginning of Masech the Sukkah, Beita brings down, but he doesn't bring down Dev Yushama, he brings down Dev the Rach. There's not all Melechus of Ochel Nevesh or Mutter on Yotzef. For example, according to the first part of the Yushama, Tani, we learned Braisa. A boring who cannot do brera, lo tochni, nor grinding of grain. Spices, we learn, it depends. So they're going to lose their taste, but the grinding of grain. So lo mrakni, nor sifting on Shabbos. On Yotzef. A boring of v'atoichin v'amirakit, somebody who selects or grinds or sifts on Shabbos, nisko gets skila, v'yondu sovis ha-boring Yotzef, he gets 40 lashes. Says, gemore. Batina, did we learn? Wait a minute, did we learn on Yotzef we're allowed to do borer? Borer kedarko b'cheko tam choy beisul say you're allowed to borer on Yotzef. Amrei chanina and tznaya from Gamlieli. The enachinami, we have paskin allowed to. Now Gamliel is the one whose machmer says you're not. This price says you're allowed to do borer on Yotzef. That's a Gamliel. Now Gamliel mar af meidiach v'shoy. The only thing you do is soak until the refuse rises on top. You can't actually be borer on your own. But we pass a lot to Brera on Yontif. And now we learned Kasha. Vatai, did we learn from Beis HaGadol? You shook him pilpulin, Beri Chaim Shem. But how is HaGadol used to grind peppers on Yontif? Umutra litchon vasu lover. You're going to say it's mutter to grind, just also to select. I'm Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael said, no, lo ucha tchina kadarka. And Asa Gamliya, they want to do normal grinding. They used to do a kilachayat. They used to do chelo kedarko in a chenami grinding kedarko. If you have, we know you're not allowed to do these melachas. Rabbi Yaakov Shem Shem Melachos said, "Kol melacha le'aseh bohem ad ushmarta b'samatzos." It says, "Don't do any melacha on yontif." And then it says, "Watch the matzos." So what does it teach us? Anything which is with watching the matzos, you're allowed to do on yontif. Where do you have to start watching the matzos? By the time you put in water, no. The time put what that's we're machmir on that tzurshay mitzvah, right? But the minimum is from the time you what? From the time you soaked it. So we see from the melachos you're allowed to, you have to be nizer on are the ones up till soaking. But from soaking is mutter, right? So this we learn out that everything you everything from soaking on, from Lisha on out, is mutter on Yotzef, but not anything before Lisha. Okay? Says the Morah, Rabbi Yosef, boy, Rabbi Yosef didn't like this drush on a technicality. He said, Klum, Lomlu, Tavshil, El Mikan, we only learned that you're allowed to work on Yotzef or Ochel Nefesh from this Pasuk. So Rabbi Yosef Lomar came, so Rabbi Yosef didn't say that drush like Rabbi Yachasin in Rishon Lakish, Ella. Rabbi Yosef Shimon Little Shoy said a similar drash, it's really just semantics. Achasher Yach says the same pasuk. Achasher Yachel Chol Nefesh, anything which can be eaten by soul of Adi Yisrael can be made for you. Adu Shmartim is a matzos, and then says Shmartim is a matzos. So to see anything involved in the making of the matzah from Lisha Hanan is part and parcel of the concept of Ochel Nefesh, which is mutter. Tani Chizkiya Upoli. Chizkiah learned these statements and he argued. And he said, Achu levado. It says, Ach, Hu, and levado in this pasuk. Harel mutin from here. These are preclusions. They exclude what we cannot do on Shabbos. Three things. Shalitzar v'lo yitchom v'lo yirakim yontif. And this is the way we paskin. We paskin allowed to be boron yontif. What you're not allowed to do is not to grind grain, nor to sift, nor to harvest. Those things you're not allowed to do. Okay? Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi b'shem. Rav said, I'm a shaman. Somebody who strains wine from the dregs. You know what dregs are? Sediment. Right. So if you drain wine from dregs on Shabbos, you're, on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you're chayv. I'm a shaman chayv b'shem borer. No, it's not borer, it's merakin, it's sifting. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yisrael, Tarvei and Omrin, they both said, Bekadmeis originally having Omrin with Yoyos and Rabbi Zira. That Rabbi Zira is correct. Ma merakin kemach milamata, that's like sifting. Ma merakin kemach milamata, because when you sift, the flour goes down, the solas milamalon, and the coarse grain stays on top. Have a mishamer, so my mishamer, yai milamata, the wine goes down, shmari milamalon, dregs stay on top in the sieve. But that we said, we didn't say anything. In other words, completely wrong. Why? Because we know you're allowed to strain wine on Yontif. And on Yontif, you're not allowed to bray Meraki, but you're allowed to bray Ra. So it must be that straining wine is part of Borer. Lama Utar Miklar Brer, Utar Miklar Shimur. Brer is Utar Yontif, and Shimur, strain is Utar Yontif. Utar Miklar Brer, you're allowed to do Borer on Yontif because it says Borer Kedar, Koki Borer the normal way, even using tools as long as they're not big tools, to look like weekday activity. Utar Miklar Shimur, and you're allowed also to strain wine on Shal Yontif. It says Avnoitzim Tluibi Yontif. You're allowed to put wine into a strainer on Yontif. Low time you're not allowed to sift on Yontif. Dom Rabbi Chanina by Yaakov Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ain't trying to kemach. You're not allowed to sift grain even the second time around. Now it's near the first time before Yontif. Even the second time around, which is already clean mostly, you're not allowed to do on Yontif. Only with a shinui. Have a mrakti lachor and napi. You could do it on the back of a sieve. Even the first time, in Tomer Rishum Meraki, do Yeh Oser. So if your straining works because it's like Meraki, Shmi Oser. So it must be straining as Mutzer on Yontif, it must be because it's like Borer. Om Rabbi Yasser Ebun, D-Lok Rabbi Yehuda. This is not like Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, that which we're matir to... without your matir to do sifting on the back of the sieve, that's only Rabbi Yehuda. The tani mishum di lo Rabbi Yehuda dog means this is not only, it means only going to Rabbi Yehuda. The tani mishum Rabbi Yehuda at machshir ochel nefesh itiru in preparations for ochel nefesh or mutter. So every lab to sift at least on the back of the sieve. But this is what we have to ask. Rabbanan did it to La Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. Only that was necessary to Ochel Nefesh. And sifting is already very early in the process. So maybe even Rabbanan were not even matir sifting with a shinoi, because it's too early in the process of Ochel Nefesh being Midr on Yontif. B'shamarim ein ma'ashalchim b'yontif, one cannot send to one's friend on Yontif elamonos, only portions, not live animals, because it requires too much tirchot. B'shamarim ma'ashalchim b'heim al-chai v'ov, chai shchudim, send them dead or alive. B'shalchim ein ha'shmonim, b'shalosim was allowed to sign, send wine and oil and flour, avalo tfu, not grain, umshim matit tfu, umshim matit grain is okay as well. Bekasha le beishamai, have a kasha beishamai. Beishamai says he's allowed to send portions. Yerach gedol le mutar shachum, he's allowed to send a large thigh of an animal. Gedi katan also shachum, but a small goat, which is alive, he shouldn't be allowed to send. Because it's alive, it's not a portion. So beishamai obviously not going by proportions. Because right, he says, I would obviously hold something which weighs a lot. His mutter, even though something which weighs a little, is osir. So how do we, what sense of proportion is there? So Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo mistabra, it doesn't make sense in Bishamai Asers to send a goat, which is smaller than a thigh portion of a slaughtered animal, betono, only if he carries it, because that really looks bad. But if you're pulling a live goat through the marketplace on a leash or something, that's okay. What's if it's if you're pulling in order to give it as a gift? Or if you're pulling in order to take it to the watering hole. Just like you're allowed to take it to the watering hole, you're also allowed to pull it to take it as a gift. Rabbi Yeshua Rabba Amar Rabbi Yudin Nasir. Rabbi Yeshua Rabba said to Rabbi Yudin the Nasi, did you hear from your father whether you're allowed to carry a hen on Yontif? So it says Marma,
Of course, what's your question? If the hen is prepared for shechita, of course you're allowed to carry it on yontif. If it's food, mutaris. If it's prepared to grow eggs, asur, of course you're allowed to carry it because it's mukta, because it's designated for growing eggs. So not all hens are made to be slaughtered. So therefore, it depends what it's categorized in. Says this is what I want to ask. What if you didn't prepare it? In other words, you didn't designate the hen neither as an egg-bearing one nor as a shechita one. So Amar lo b'lechisha. So he answered him in a whisper.
He said mutar, obviously, in a whisper.
Amar le, lamali amar le b'lechisha. He said, why are you whispering to me? So Amar le, he said, k'shem sheshmatia b'lechisha, just like I got in a whisper, kachani amar lecha b'lechisha. I don't want to be matir. Obviously, we're not matir carrying around animals. You know, in a loud voice, because it's going to lead to all sorts of abuses.
Yeah.
One is allowed to send wheat chain, machol asisios, because a certain type of bird which eats grain, whole wheat, in other words, not ground. So allowed to send actual kernels of wheat. Pool, shumachol, it says here, ludios on this, in the carbonator. People in Lud used to eat raw beans. I said, Machal Sosius, I take that back. It's not an animal. It's obviously people live in a place called Asya, right? Because you see in a minute it's going to be a machlokus whether one can carry animal food on Yontif. So, you're allowed to take barley because it's Machabayma. Lokentai, because Lokentai Bishum Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon holds, Lokol Nevish means you do Ochol Nevish, means it's even carrying food where there's no Eruv on Yontif. Af Nafshus Bayma Bichlal. You're allowed to sustain also animals. We don't pass that way. We say Ochol Nevesh doesn't include behemoth. Asher, Rishim Gershiv, Rishitas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbo. Rishim went like Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. Gemara Akiva, my Ochol Nevesh, Af Nafshos, behemoth, Beklau. Akiva said, Ochol Nevesh includes also animals, souls of behemoth. You're allowed to sustain them on Yontif and do Molochah for that. Kachoshim, Ramel, Ochol Nevesh, Af Nafshos, behemoth, Beklau. And therefore say you're allowed to carry this stuff for an animal on Yontif. But of course, those who argue would say you have to carry only stuff which is suitable for human consumption, not stuff which is suitable for animal consumption. All right, we'll stop here for today.